Let's pick up from the two dots. Lamid Vav Amud Aleph. We'll see when we get that. I haven't looked at this yet, so we'll try our best. Okay, so says the Gemara, Kimcha Dechiti. What is Kimcha Dechiti? Kemach means flour. Chitim, wheat flour, right? Says Tosfos, not really. Nira de lo mairi be Kimcha Mamish. We're not really talking about flour. Dim kein lo shaycha be bracha de bor pri adama. No one would ever say you would recite a bor pri adama on actual flour. El mairi be Kimcha shekorin ishkalatir. Or be kemach shosim mishibol shul shem yavshim betan. It's some other type of product that you make with the grain, but it's not the actual flour. Anyway, so Kimcha Dechiti, Rav Yehuda Amar Bari Pri Ha'adama, Rav Nachman Amar Shakol Nia Bidvaro. So Machlokas, whether it's Bari Pri Ha'adama or Shakol Nia Bidvaro. But it's not Mizonos. Amalei Rav Le Rav Nachman, Lo Tifla Galed Rav Yehuda, Rav Yochanan Shmuel Kaimi Kavasei. So Rav tells Rav Nachman, you know, you should really think twice before you argue on Rav Yehuda who said Bari Pri Ha'adama, because Rav Yochanan and Shmuel both hold like Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yitzchak says the name is Shmuel. V'chinam Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yitzchak says the name Rabbi Yochanan. Shemen Zayis Mevarchen Lav Bar Priya Eitz. Olive oil, you recite a Bar Priya Eitz. So we had that whole discussion yesterday. What in the world would be the circumstance where you're eating olive oil and saying a bracha? But Alma, Afagav Dishtani Bimilse Kai. What you see from there is that even though it's been changed, it still retains its original status. So when you chew wheat, it would be a Bar Priya Adama. That's the whole discussion about granola bars. Why is that the whole discussion about granola bars? Because the rolled oats are not actually turned into oat flour. It's actual oats in the granola bar. So if it was oat flour and then you made a cake out of it or you made something out of it, it would be a mizonos, right? That's no, or assuming oats are one of the chamesh minim, it would be a mizonos. But if it's just an oat, you're just eating an oat, so that is hadama. Right, Balsam used to make fun. There was a certain posik that used to say, Yerei Shemayim doesn't eat granola bars. He used to have like a list of things that Yerei Shemayim doesn't do. So, or Yerei Shemayim figures out how to paskin, what bracha to say on a granola bar. So, Hachinami, Afagav Dishtani Bimilsekai. So, over here also, even though it's changed, it retains its bracha. Says Gemara, now you can't compare this to olive oil. Mi dami, Hasam Lasle Iluya Achrina. By olive oil, there's no way to make it better after it's already become olive oil. It's at its peak at that point. Whereas over here, there's an iluya achrina. There's another way to make the flour better, and that is by making bread, where it would turn it into hamotzi lechem in haaretz. If you look at Rashi, hacha isle iluya achrina, hilkach yotzu michlal pri, ulchal derech achilas aloba. It's not a pri anymore, so it's not pri adama, but it's not yet the way you would want to eat it. Avala shemen, but when it comes to oil, miyad ba bishinuyo lechal derech achilaso, it immediately turns into the derech achila v'ikra pri lekachnatu, and that's why you planted it. Hilkach priu, so that's why you say bar pri eitz on olive oil, because that's what you wanted it for. So says Mar v'chi islei iluya achrina lom v'rachina lebar pri adama el shakol. So what you're telling me that the rule is that if there's another way to make it better, to still improve it more, the rule is you're going to say a shakol, you're not going to say bar pri adama anymore. I'll tell you that's not correct. Why? V'amar v'zei ramar of mas ramar Shmuel akra chaya v'kimcha desaari v'varchan alayu akara on a pumpkin chaya that's raw. V'kimcha desaari, and on barley flour, mevarchan alayu shakol niyeh bidvaro. You recite shakol niyeh bidvaro. My love, dechiti bari pri adama. Doesn't that imply that kimcha dechiti would be bari pri adama, that wheat, kemach, would be bari pri adama, and you told me that it's not supposed to be bari pri adama, that it's supposed to be shakol? Because if it were really true that it's shakol, we shouldn't have said barley flour is bari pri adama, is shakol, we should have said wheat flour is shakol. Says Marlo, dechiti nami shakol nebet varo. Wheat flour is also shakol nebet varo. So why didn't the Brisa just teach us that? Just tell me wheat flour is shakol nebivaro, and I would know for sure barley flour is. Well, Yashmin Dechiti, if it would have told me that wheat flour is shakol nebivaro, hava amina hanimili dechiti av desari lo levarchale klal, I would have thought, oh, wheat flour is pretty disgusting, so it's shakol nebivaro because it's not pri anymore, and it's certainly not bread. So Shakal Nevet Bar, oh, but barley flour? Barley is like a Michael Behema, it's like animal food. So kemach of barley must be no bracha at all. So that's why Kamashulan has to tell me, no, even on barley kemach, you still say Shakal Nevet Baro. Ask the Gemara, really? You would have thought that there's no bracha at all on barley kemach? Umi gara mi melach vizamis. Is it any worse than salt and brine? Ditnan ala melach al zamis omer shakal ni abidvaro. On those things you recite shakal ni abidvaro, says Gemara, itzrich. We still need it. Salkadai techamina melach vizamis avid inish tashadi lepume. One might have thought, yeah, you say shahakal on salt and on brine because people sometimes throw it into their mouths. Aval kimchut asari, hol v'kasha lukuki ani, that when it comes to the kemach of barley, since it's bad for intestinal disease, lo livrich alei klal, I would still think you don't say a brach on it at all because it's unhealthy and disgusting. Kamash Mulan, that's what it has to tell me. Kivin to say anamine by bruche. Since you're getting ana from it, you should recite a bracha. So main point over here, machlokas, what bracha to say on kemach of wheat, whether it's shahakal or adama. But by kemach of barley, it's certainly shahakal. Okay, Korah. If you have palm shoots, Rav Yehuda Amar Bar Pri Adama. Rav Yehuda says Bar Pri Adama. Shmuel Amar Shakal Ni Abedvaro. This is a major question. I think this is the hearts of palms. So Shmuel says Shakal Ni Abedvaro. Rav Yehuda Amar Bar Pri Adama. Piruhu. It's a Bar Pri Adama because it's a pri. Shmuel Amar Shakal Ni Abedvaro. Hol v'sof al hakshos. No, it's Shakal Ni Abedvaro because ultimately it's going to harden. So this is a machlokas, what bracha you would recite on hearts of palm. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, so Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, Shinna kavaseich mistavra. You know, sharp one, Rav Yehuda, the sharp guy, it's more mistavra to say like you that it should be a bar pri adama. That's known sofa lachshos, mvarachin ulei bar pri adama. Because radishes also ultimately would get very hard, and you know what? We recite bar pri adama on them. But then he says, but below he. It's mistavra that way, but it's not a great comparison. Snow, not the insha daita de pugla. People plant radishes with the plan of eating the fruit. Digla lonati insha daita de kura. No one plants palms with the plan of eating the hearts of palm. You plant a palm tree because you want the dates, not because you want the hearts of palm. It's just like a secondary product of the tree. I don't know if that might change nowadays because hearts of palm are a pretty popular product in your local supermarkets. Ask the Gemara of Kalech, Vulanati Yinish Adai Tadachi Lama Vrachinon Lai. What, just because it's not planted for that purpose, you would not say a brach on it? Vaharet Salaf, Dinati Yinish Adai Tzlaf, Dinati Yinish Adai Tadaparcha. What about a caper bush where people plant it for the sake of the caper berry? Utnan Almine Nitzvah Ala Olin Viala Tomorrow Some Barbri Adama, that even on the leaves of it, which are not the primary thing you planted it for, you still recite a Barbri Adama. Vale Avyonos, and on the berries, Vale Kafrisin, and on the husks, Omer Barbriya 8, you would recite a Barbriya 8, even though they are not the things you were planting it for. Amram Nachum Yitzchak Tzlaf Natiin She Adai Tadashusa. Yeah, no, when it comes to a tzlaf bush, to a caper bush, people plant it having in mind everything that's going to sprout from it. But no one plants palms planting on the hearts of palm. Even though Shmuel was so complimentary to Rabbi Yehuda about how sharp he is and about how his shita is mistaver, we don't pass like that, we pass like Shmuel. So next main point, machlok is what brach to make on hearts of palm. Or shoots of palm, not hearts of palm. The shoots of palm is different than hearts of palm. So anything you don't plant a tree for is only a shahakol. Anything that you don't plant the tree for, that's not your purpose in planting the tree, is only a shahakol. Good, says the Gemara further. Amar Vidamrav, tzlaf shel orla. The tzlaf of orla, a caper bush of orla. What's orla?
First three years after planting,
Orla Shailas still come up. Because Orla's Chutz La'aretz is our thing. It's a Mishnah Meseches Kiddushin. In Kiddushin, we discuss mitzvah satliyas baretz. You would think Arla should be tliya baretz, but we still have dinim Arla and chutz laretz. There's a question of Arla's chutz laretz rabbanon, but we still have dinim of Arla and chutz laretz. Just got a shaila yesterday from a rabbi in Dallas, Texas, asking about a shaila of Arla. A guy ordered trees that came with the roots wrapped in, and it was supposedly advertised as a year old. So at what point does he have to? Can he assume that the fruits are okay to eat? That they're not Arla anymore. That was the email that was going around a long time ago when they had the translator on the Israeli wine company messed up a little bit. It said the Lo Chashash, Shvius for Arla. So the translating to English, because Arla also means the part that you cut off when you do a bris milah. So it said on the wine bottle, without any concern of sabbatical year or foreskins. It's probably also true, but that's probably not what they meant. They probably meant that there's no concern that the grapes are Arla the first 3 years. So anyway, so if you have Tzlaf Shel Arla b'chutz la'aretz, in chutz la'aretz, Zorek es havyonos, v'ochel es hakafrisin. Throw away the berries, because that's fruit. And you're not allowed to eat fruit of Arla, but you're allowed to eat the shells. L'meimer de havyonos piri v'kafrisin lo piri. Do you mean that the berries are a fruit and the shells are not a fruit? Or a minhu, I'll ask you stira, alminin itzvala olim, viala tamaros, omer barapriya dama, viala vionos, viala kafrisin, omer barapriya eitz, that you recited barapriya eitz on these shells, so don't tell me they're not fruit. And Zumar hu dama krabi akiva, he's assuming like Rabbi Akiva, the tanan Rabbi Lazar omer. So Rabbi Lazar says, tzlaf mis aser, tamaros ve avionos ve kafrisin. That by a caper bush, the tamaros, avionos, and kafrisin, meaning even the shells, you take maisos from. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Omer ein misasra el avionos bilvad mipnei shu pri. That no, only the avionos, only the berries, not the shells, are a pri. So it turns out that it's a machlokas tanaim whether the shells of that grow on a caper bush are a pri or not. And number of nafgaminas for Arla, for Bracha, for Trumas and Maestros. So says Gemara, okay, but if you want to tell me that they're not a pri, there's an easy way to say it then. V'nema halach Rabbi Kiva. Just say we pass on Rabbi Kiva. What do you have to start telling me about, that you're allowed to eat the kafrisin if they're Arla? Just tell me you pass on Rabbi Kiva, that they're not a pri. So says Gemara, Yamar halach Rabbi Kiva. If he would have said halach Rabbi Kiva, hava amina afilu ba'aretz. I might have thought that even in Eretz Yisrael, that's true. Kamash Milan, therefore comes tell me a critical rule. Yes, there are dinim of Arla and Chutz La'aretz, but those dinim are different than they are in Eretz Yisrael. If there is a machlokas tanaim about the dinim of Arla and Eretz Yisrael, we might paskin l'chumra. But we're going to paskin like the more lenient position in Arla's Chutz La'aretz. Aval ba'aretz love. But not in Eretz Yisrael. V'neim alach Rabbi Kiva b'chutz laretz kol mekel baretz alach kamos b'chutz laretz. But still, you could have said that. You could have said that we pass on the Rabbi Akiva that the shells are not a fruit in chutz laretz, because since there is such a shita in Eretz Yisrael, we pass on like in chutz laretz. So Iyamar Hachi, had he said that, hava amina, we would have thought, Hani mili gabi meiser ilan de be'eretz gufa midrabanan. I would have thought, yeah, that's true when it comes to maestros of fruits from a tree, where even in Eretz Yisrael, maestros on apples and oranges and berries and things like that is only midrabanan. Aval gabi orla de be'eretz midaraisa ema b'chutz laretz nami nigzar. But orla, which in Eretz Yisrael is daraisa, I would think to be gozer in chutz laretz kamash milan. Therefore, it tells me that we don't have to be. Why is it that maestros and apples and oranges in Eretz Yisrael are only drabanan? What's chayv midaraisa in maestros in Eretz Yisrael? If not apples and oranges, right? The shivas aminin, right? So the what does Rashi say over here? So Rashi says, I thought Rashi would say, no, he doesn't. But dagan tirosh v'yitza. It's not. That's what the Torah identifies. Dagan is the five grains, tirosh is wine, and yitzar is the oil. So that's the only thing that midoraisa is chayiv in Shumas Maestros. Ravina Ashke the Marbar Ravashi, the Kazarik of Yonos v'kachol kafrisin. Ravina saw Marbar Ravashi throwing away the berries and eating the shells. Amalei my daitech. Rabbi Akiva, the Mekel, what, you're assuming like Rabbi Akiva who's lenient, and therefore you're allowed to eat the shells even though it's Arla? If you really want to be Mekel, you should follow the Shita Beishame, he's even more Mekel. Titnan, Tzlaf, Beishame or Mekelayim Bekeren. Beishame says that Tzlaf is a problem of Kilei Akeren, meaning it's a vegetable. You're not allowed to plant a vegetable near vines. So Tzlaf Beishame holds as a din of a Yerek, as a din of a vegetable. Oh, by the way, I just noticed Rashi does mention the din that Maisos on the Dal Raisa level is only dug into Rosh Vietzar. It's in Rashi, at the end of Rashi, Dibra Maslul Kabe Maisa. So anyway, so Beishame says that it's a vegetable. Beisil Omrim ain't Klayim Bekerim. That it's no problem with Klayim Bekerim because it's not a vegetable, it's a tree. Why is that more lenient? Why is Beishame being more lenient when he identifies it as vegetable?
Vegetable Maiser is much more lenient.
No, come on, no. Why is it? What was the halacha that we're talking about over here? We're not talking about Maiser. We're talking about Orla. What's the din of Orla? 3 years for what?
A tree.
For a fruit. Only by trees, by a fruit. So Beishame holds it's a vegetable, then there's no Orla at all. Forget about the berries, the shells, it's all good. So Elu ve'elamodim shechayv ba'orla. But everyone agrees that it's chayv in Orla. What? How could you say everyone agrees it's chayv in Orla? You just got through saying it's a vegetable. Hagufa kasha. Amrit saf Beishame yorma klayim bekerem almamin yereku. Sounds like it's a vegetable. V'hadatani Elu ve'elamodim shechayv ba'orla. Then you say that everyone agrees it's chayv ba'orla. Almamin ilanu. Sounds like it's a tree. So hello kasha. Beishame suke misafkaluhu. Beishame wasn't sure whether to treat it as a tree or a vegetable, and therefore there are machmir in both directions. Mikol makom lebeishame havle suffek arla. But still, when it comes to the din of arla, Beishame are going to be more makel. Why? Because even the berries are only suffek arla. Utnan, and the Mishnah tells us a rule: suffek arla be'eretz Yisrael aser ubisurya mutter. Safek Arla, you're not allowed to have your soul, Safek Darais al Chumrah. But in Surya it's Mutter, Ubechutz Laretz, Yored Velokeach, Ubevad Shaloh Yeren Elokate. In Chutz Laretz, you could have the guy go into his field and pick it for you as long as you don't see him directly picking something that's Arla. You're allowed to trust that whatever you get is fine. So, big fat question, meaning why, if you really want to be Mekel like the Beishamai. So it says, Rabbi Akiva, B'makon Rav Lazar, Abdinan Kavasei. Ubeishame b'makom beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. That Beishame, when you're going against beis Hillel, is ain't a Mishnah. That and therefore we're not go race the Shita of Beishame when going up against the Shita of the beis Hillel. That's the main point over here. Main point on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Rabbi Akiva only thinks that the caper berry is a fruit, which is subject to Meiser, Erla, Baruch Priya Eitz. But not the shells. Beishame is not sure if it's a fruit or a vegetable. And that's why he's machmir in Eretz Yisrael, but mekel in Chutz La'aretz. So I think the next discussion is going to take us through pretty much the whole next Amud. So we'll stop there.